USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No sooner did they resume that North Korea's chief negotiator says talks with the United States on its nuclear program have broken down.
He said it's because the U.S. is being inflexible and won't give up its old viewpoint and attitude. Washington disagrees with that assessment. The State Department says the two sides actually had good discussions in Stockholm that it intends to build on. These talks are the first between the U.S. and North Korea since the February breakdown of the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Vietnam.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Word that British rock and roll pioneer drummer Ginger Baker has passed away. On his Facebook page, family say he passed peacefully this morning. Ginger Baker was 80. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his department's responding to a request from House Democrats for documents in the impeachment inquiry. The House Foreign Affairs panel has subpoenaed Pompeo to provide the documents. But he says it seems clear politics is at the center of the entire impeachment probe.
This administration was incredibly focused on making sure that we worked with Ukraine in a way that was appropriate.
There is word a second intelligence official is considering filing another whistleblower complaint about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. The official reportedly has more direct knowledge of the phone call with Ukraine's president, Trump calling the entire impeachment inquiry a hoax. Nine people shot in a Kansas City bar early today. Four of those people have died. No word on whether a suspect's in custody. 2.5 weeks into a strike, and reports are progress is being made in talks between United Auto Workers and General Motors, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least four people were injured at an Oktoberfest event in Huntington Beach, California last night, as three utility pole explosions sent people like this woman running.
All of a sudden, this fire, like an explosion, and then we thought, oh, maybe they're starting a show or something. But then another one happened, and then my friend just grabbed my hand, and we just started running, and then there was a third one. So we thought the whole place was going to be on fire.
The incident blamed on a transformer explosion. At least one of the four people injured is reportedly in critical condition. Dozens have been killed and thousands wounded in protests across Iraq. Reports are thousands of mostly young men have been demonstrating for 5 days in different parts of that country against corruption, unemployment, and poor public services. Security forces have responded with water cannons, tear gas, and in some cases rubber bullets. And a woman without a ticket somehow made it past security and got on a Delta flight in Florida yesterday. Another passenger on the flight out of Orlando complained to a flight attendant after she found a woman in her seat who wouldn't get up. Flight attendants and the pilot wouldn't get the woman to move either, so police were called in and they found that she never had a ticket to start with. The woman's actions and the security breach are both under investigation now. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.